What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning, and joining me on the line this morning is regular guest Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Mike.
Really good to talk to you today. Now, I started a poll at just after 11. I was asking the question, do you have a will, yes or no? And I'll give you the statistics. We're currently sitting on about 95% of the text messages thus far are saying no, they do not have a will. Does that surprise you, that number?
Sadly, no. It's pretty much reflective of the national situation. And to make it worse, people who do have a will have probably got, well, there'd be a big chunk of them with an out-of-date will. So overall, look, Australia doesn't do too well in this space,
okay,
and it's causing huge drama when it comes to a state litigation matter.
Interesting. Simon, whatever happened to the old simple will back in the day?
Well, even with a simple will, yeah, not too many have gone and obtained one. But look, yeah, it's a great question because the law here and society itself, everything's changed massively, particularly in the last 30 years. So the old, you know, corner store law firm, two-page will, knocked up in 20 minutes, it's just not applicable or relevant for most people today. There's lots of reasons for that. As I say, it all revolves around change. But we're very much talking about changes to the law. We're talking about changes to the traditional family unit, changes to household wealth, changes to attitude too. You know, people not that many decades ago that were going to sue mum or dad over their will, they were quite rare. Mm. These days, not at all, quite common. So the simple will just can't handle all that change. It's inappropriate. It just won't stand up. And that's seen the advent of the modern or more complex will, but more importantly, the rise and rise of estate planning and succession planning.
Wow, whole new language we're talking about there. You just mentioned the traditional family unit. I'm just thinking about that. I mean, that's probably one big area that has changed over the last probably, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 years. What impact has that had in regarding the distribution of wills?
Look, it's had a huge impact again on what type of wills needed and why. So let's put it this way. 40 years ago, mum and dad, two children, house, mortgage, couple of cars, maybe, you know, some investments in their own name. A simple will might have done the job because there was no complexity to the family itself, and in all likelihood, both children would have ended up inheriting an equal amount. But these days, with blended families, de facto relationships, same-sex marriage, we are looking at a very complex melting pot of issues, really, that have to be thought through very carefully. Look, most people choose today to leave their biological children more than their stepchildren, and yet stepchildren can now challenge a will, not just biological children. You may want to leave your first wife something still, or she may feel she has a claim, for example. But your now wife or partner is, under the Act and under the law, the one most dependent on you. So you can see, I guess, from that short description, just how the change of the traditional family unit splashes out into why a simple will, again, just isn't going to cut the job today.
Wow. It's beyond two pages, as you just mentioned. It's rather complex. Simon, I'll put you back on hold. If you can hang on there, we'll come back and chat some more.
Sounds good.
Righty, my guest on the line this morning is Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group, and we are talking about wills. You can keep texting in and let us know, do you have a will, yes or no? Taking a poll this morning, 0429 985 985. We're on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group is on the line. We've been chatting about wills. Simon, does inheriting wealth look different today compared to, say 50 years ago?
Fundamentally different. And I guess the two big reasons, apart from the fact that life just seems to be a lot more complex these days. Excuse me. Mm. Yeah, frog in the throat. Superannuation now constitutes so much of a family's wealth and yet superannuation doesn't automatically fall into your estate. It needs to be dealt with by binding death benefit nominations or effectively handing over the control of a self-managed superannuation fund. It needs to be mentioned in the will, but unless you've got a whole pile more than just the will set up, superannuation can end up going to places you didn't expect.
Well, I cannot believe that.
Yeah, most people are not aware of this. It's a really big one to talk to your lawyer or financial advisor about. The other big one is business structures. You know, so many small business people today using family trusts and companies, and again, the assets of those entities may not fall into the estate, and in fact, certainly won't if it's owned in a trust. You need to hand over very carefully with a good modern will and accompanying documentation the control of the trust. The assets of the trust cannot be dealt with in the will. So again, think of how many business people we have, self-employed business people. Are they aware that that wealth can't be dealt with, certainly not by the old simple will? But there's things like that that I reckon, you know, do represent a massive jump in the complexity of wealth and just how important it is not to just have a will, but an estate plan. And really that means a thorough review of all the documents, the trust deeds, the company constitution, your superannuation. It means a review of whether or not you need an enduring power of attorney, that's someone to handle your decisions if you're alive but not well enough. And also things like an advanced health directive, which is fairly new, but that's where you set out directions as to what medical attention you agree to or treatment should you, again, not be able to make those decisions yourself. So, yes, I guess it's all getting far more complex, but good lawyers, that's why we have will specialists in every office, good lawyers are trained to deal with this.
That is fascinating. I did not know that about superannuation. And you would think a lot of people, self-employed people, not only would have a lot in their business, but also that the superannuation, you've actually got to, so those that have a will would need to go back and actually make those adjustments, Simon. Is that what you're saying?
Look, more than adjustments, any will that doesn't mention super in terms of, you know, the binding death benefit nominations and how the will and the super should work together, that will isn't going to cut it. It needs to be a whole new will and a much more modern and specialist product. And I guess it's a great example of where the legal sector itself has simply become far, far more specialised over the last decade in particular, because a lot of lawyers in suburban firms used to do simple wills just as a bit of a loss leader. They were cheap, they were fast, they got people in the door. But these days, lawyers practising like that are probably going to get sued because those wills I'm
going to do the job. Wow. Simon, I'll put you back on hold. Keen to chat some more. We've got some questions coming through as well. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, talking to Simon Creek this morning from HHG Legal Group, and we've been talking about wills. You can keep the text messages coming through. Love to know, do you have a will? Yes or no? 0429 at 98.5, 98.5. Back after this one. Valerie, you are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group is on the line. We've been talking about wills this morning. Got a question from David, Simon, that's come in. Thank you for all of your text messages that have been coming in. Now, David says, I don't have a will, but would be interested in knowing from Simon the cost of a relatively standard will and or a more complex will. I'm imagining this is a pretty common question you would get, Simon.
It is. Our whole wills and estate team commonly deal with this. And look, probably the broader question is, what do we advise people who don't have a will or haven't updated their will for a very long time? Step one, and this is, I think, a big change. Step one, you have to meet with a will specialist. It's not a question now of just rushing into a generalist law firm and almost getting the will and everything done on the day. It does not work like that unless your affairs are extremely simple. And look, if they are, if you don't own assets, perhaps you're not yet married, something like that, but you still have certain possessions, you want to go to the right people, then that isn't going to cost a lot. That's not going to be an expensive job at all.
Yeah.
But if you have children, you're married, you may have been remarried, divorced, something like that, you've got a business, you're running a trust, you've got superannuation, all of these different issues, you really need some advice first on what type of will. So you need an hour with a will specialist to go through your affairs, really like a health check, but for your legal affairs, and then you'll know what type of will work for you and your family and what it's going to cost. And with wills and estate planning, you can normally get a fixed fee. So that's step one. The simple wills themselves, look for the very, very quite rare simple situations, are still relatively cheap. But estate planning, if you have numerous assets, complexity, this, that and everything else, you may need to spend a few $1,000s getting that all up to date and ship shape. Now, you won't need to keep spending that every couple of years. At that point, you are able to come in, let's say, every 3 years or when there's been a change somewhere and get an update, and that's not going to cost a lot. But what people aren't doing properly at the moment, getting things set up right in the first place.
Interesting, because at this, when you mentioned at the start, you were saying about how a lot of kids now are suing their parents, which surprised me, and that's quite different to what it was 50 years ago, and that's because of all this complexity.
The complexity, yes, but I think just a change in society's attitude towards that, where once what mum and dad decided to do was law, not everybody shares that view anymore. And it does get hard too in blended families when somebody feels hard done by compared to another sibling. All of that means your will needs to be strong enough, drafted well enough, and contain the different tools and mechanisms that we use to defeat a challenge to that will. So, you know, you can't stop someone challenging the estate, challenging the will after you're gone. But what you can do is make sure that your estate planning is in such good shape that challenge isn't going to work.
Yeah, brilliant. Simon, we are out of time once again, but looking forward to catching up with you next time. There's so much we could have continued there, but maybe we'll continue that in a couple of weeks' time. We'll see how we go. Really appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
Good on you, Simon. My guest on the line this morning is my regular guest, Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group, and we have been chatting about wills this morning. Keep your text messages coming in, because I've got a double movie pass to give away this morning. You can text in, love to know, do you have a will, yes or no? 0429 985 985 is the number.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.